Yeah, and it was another TikTok where a guy had a drawing. I wouldn't say it was actually a picture of a drawing, that it appears mm-hmm. that the pyramids have columns. Do the pyramids have columns?
On the inside, they do. Yes.
So the pyramids are the tips.
It's the base of the plinth. The base of the plinth.
Okay, I remember you speaking.
And then other architects picked up on that, and that's how you got the Parthenon. That's how you got some of those other Stoic figures, shapes of things holding up and dispersing huge tons of weight. The better position or question is to say, okay, build me a Parthenon now, and they can't do it. So it's kind of like, wait a minute, they built it then, but you can't build it now? What's up with that?
Is that due to, but there's a lot of interesting, archaeology dealing with stone. Is it something to deal with that,
Azimli.
Oh, okay.
Azimli.
Looking mm-hmm. for the stone. So that's connected to the white stone?
See y'all, he don't miss nothing. Of course it is. He don't miss nothing. It's good. And he don't have to go look anymore. He's just sort of getting it. He's kind of flowing with it. He took it inside and sopped it up like biscuits and gravy. And you can't, once you sop it in biscuits and gravy, you can't unsop it. It don't unsop.
Damn, that's just...
Or I guess that'd be Desop. Desop. Yeah, Desop. Oh, no, that's Aesop. Well, that's the fable guy. Forget all that.
Okay, Ian, you just dropped something in there. So all of these old stone structures, and I've seen a few.
A gajillion of them.
Yeah, but there's quite a bit. So the white stone was used to assemble all of those monuments and things?
They float, don't they?
So the floating element of the white stone is what allowed those cultures.
Well, it was a different. It's a different. Now, hold slow up. Now, one is an example of that same condition. Okay, but they had another element that made it possible because you couldn't just float it. You had to attach it, and then you had to add weight back to it. Because otherwise, the pyramids would be floating, and the Parthenon would be floating, and the you see what I'm saying? It's not like that, mm-hmm. but that's the tech, what you call it. It's not very technologically savvy because that's just what they use. It would be like, when your nose is dripping, you get a tissue and wipe your nose. Well, that would be the most amazing thing they could ever have. They didn't have that when their nose was dripping. You see?
Mm-hmm. This is probably a kindergarten question, but, in the past, you've mentioned white mud. Is white mud, liquid wounds white stone? Liquefied white
special.
Stone?
Special. It's special. It's special.
White mud use, which you were just outlining about the stones, was white mud was used with those stone structures?
Yes. Yes.
Damn.
Yeah, and Charlton Heston in the Ten Commandments made it very, very clear when they were making the bricks out of clay and mm-hmm. straw, and then he pissed off Pharaoh, and they said, all right, son of a bitch, me can make the stump bricks with no straw, which is very, 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 very hard because half of them break. There's no striation to set those in place to give them strength or girth. Kind of like if you were taking pouring concrete and you put rebar in it. It holds it together because cement itself won't hold. And what we're talking about is something that has to hold, meaning it has to have cross strength. The same way it's known to be done in the substance called plastic.
Would that also connect to your reference many moons or, recently and things about striations and carbon?
We just dropped a little something in there because we don't talk about those kind of things until it's too late. Y'all don't get this. People are actually listening to this shit. More than the 12 of you. There's more people listening to this stuff. So we always had to be so guarded or have a regard. Now it's like, what the fuck? Two tears in a bucket, motherfucker. Let's go.
That's okay, Bob's I'm prophecy.
Bob's new libertine gospel.
Prophecy fulfilling TikTok from March 28th. The guy started off about it with Ezekiel 37 and 38, and I looked through it. I did not see any reference to the king, and of course 37 is dry bones, so... But I did look through, and it looked like it was Ezekiel 26:7 referenced the kingdom of the north. Okay.
Well, you start at four, and then go down. Four will give you a little context, an interim context of what you're talking about. Instead of starting at seven, start at four. No problem.
Okay. But my question is that accurate what he's outlined? He's sort of, implying that Putin is doing something. Putin is the king of the north. Is that accurate?
Well, he's not really Putin, but yes, he is the king of the north.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And then you also laid out in What Youth that, all of those allegiances are, being created to, fight Israel. Is that accurate, Arian?
It's terrible. But see, this goes right back to what we've been talking about. We always made it about the Golan Heights and the Palestinians and the politicians and the Shiites and the Muslims and the fighting over this and the Ishmael, Isaiah issue, trying to cross all that stuff, and who's the mama's baby's daddy, mama's side on the something, bunch of foolishness. That's not what's important. The red heifers are here, and now they're going to have to rebuild the temple. This is the temple that's being built in the individual human. That's the temple that's being built. But there is going to be a temple built to let you know what's up. So you'll know what's up.
So, Ian, those allegiances being developed, is that related to the Megiddo blood flowing?
Of course. Of course, because that's what it has to be. And see, here's what's so funny about it. When this was written in the scriptures, you know, when they take your clothes off and go to the strip, the Bible study where they have the strip club, the strip, scripts. They got them scripts going on. Okay, here's the thing. There was no Israel.
Right.
When that was written, that was going to happen. There wasn't an Israel.
Hey, Ian, you just brought up something
pretty cheeky.
Well, let's go a little further cheeky, biblically. I don't remember the year, but I do remember the content. You outlined with Carolyn, Bob, and I about how the Arabs were created due to the angels.
Correct. That's correct. That was Gilgamesh. That was the Gilgamesh reference. That's the essence. That is the essence of what you call Babylon.
Wow.
Gods have always walked among you, and it's given an example for you to become a god. But instead, everybody took and hated the god because God wouldn't give them what they thought they deserved. And so now you've made a new god. You've made another Baal. That's the god Baal, you know, the golden calf. They've made a new Baal and set an idiot, Joe Biden, to run the kingdom. They got deliverance, and they said, okay, let's take all the deliverance and build golden calves. That we can worship and divine idols before a sovereign God. And that's what they're doing. They focused on their quote-unquote power and created a multimillionaire communist Bernie Sanders. How can you have a rich pauper? It's crazy.
Hey, Ian, just a sidebar here. I'm reading that Goodspeed Babylonia book, it's quite amazing. I'm like halfway through.
I know, but it's a hard read. It's good.
It is, but there are a lot. I mean, it's amazing how they have some historical references, but there's a lot that they're missing. And would that have anything to do with the timeline we're dealing with right now, the other timeline?
In essence, I've got one question for Bob. Nobody else will know the answer to this. Hey, Bob, what was the Catcher in the Rye about? Salinger's Catcher in the Rye? What was it about?
It was about me.
Right, but what about you? There's lots of parts of you.
Huh? As a randy teenager in Paris.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Bert, do you see how that...
An educated mind. I was a primitive.
Right. Good. Okay. Now, you see, that's the example that you're reaching for, Bertrand. Salinger's Catcher in the Rye. That's the example you're looking for.
He's a very nice kid. Very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Too sensitive, probably.
Too sensitive, yeah.
Yeah, we fix that.
Yeah, that's good. It's always about Bob.
What?
Sorry the show's so sloppy this week, Bob. We're doing the best we can with what we're working with here.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Okay, Ian, there's another TikTok. A big storm is brewing, and it's a guy narrating or speaking about all these truckers off the side of the road, and he's saying it's coming, and it's coming fast. Are the truckers going on strike?
Every level is of the supply chain in order. We got to be careful. Okay. Every mode or means of transportation capacity is going to be broken. Remember with the longshoremen in the ship sitting in the sea. They can load it, they can get it there, but they didn't even have fuel to sit there. They'd have to give them fuel to sit there so long, out of gas sitting there trapped, so they couldn't even dock. Okay, then they couldn't get it unloaded. Then they put it on the trains, and now they can't keep a train on the track. Literally. I mean, there's been four or five different, get out in the middle of the night because the train's on fire. Goes to that song we used to sing with a train went through the middle of the house, in and out of the middle of the house. That's what's actually happening. They're throwing the trains through the house. All right. They stopped all the pipelines, so there's no way to flow that way. They stopped the truckers, in essence, from their position. That's the only way you had to haul it, because now they're soon going to say you can't run it on rail lines because it's not safe. Or nobody's going to let a train car go through their town. You better build another track. Well, shit, they can't keep the tracks they got now. Can't keep it on the tracks they got now, so they're certainly not going to build a track. Well, we're going to build a new grid. That'll solve the problem. Let's go ahead and do that. They can't. You see. So every level is going to be broken. Every level. So if you did, if you got enough of money, stove up under your mattress or you have some people of ill repute that can swap their wares for chickens, it's not going to do you any good because they're not going to be able to get to no chickens. Every level. And you're seeing it. And it's the thing that was so ridiculous. All they would talk about is no more fuel, everything electric. Knowing full well they can't keep up with electric demand now. So then you had the best TikTok ever. The little blonde girl, she bought her a Tesla and she had a little gas can and she'd run out of electric. And so she was trying to have a little gas can and they was trying to help her and she just needed some gas. They said, honey, this is a Tesla. What are you going to do? She said, I know what I'm doing. This and that. And they was arguing. So they finally went and got her $2 worth of gas and brought her back and she opened up the Tesla and pulled out a little home-like generator, poured the gas in the generator, and plugged in the Tesla and charged it right up. It's a kind of self-fulfilling disaster, you see. So you got to picture this. At every level, it's got to be this. You have to be isolated. You will be isolated. They're going to isolate your money. They're going to isolate your power. They're going to isolate your medical. Some people actually believe in medical stuff, and instead of well-being, they try to overcome sickness. But if you focus on well-being, you don't have to overcome sickness. See? You're changing your body, and it may not be so comfortable, but the change is worth it. You see? Now, did we answer your question about the truckers? So we didn't say that because we don't want to make that. We don't want to make the AFL-CIO come blow our brains out because we stopped all the truckers because we got on the TikTok. It's coming down. It's going down. Timber. We got them now. We don't want to do that because it just makes another mess. Mark Levin gets mad and he starts talking. Him and Dan Bongino have a little powwow. And they have to get them some powwow chow and start blaming Elizabeth Warren or something, but she probably did it anyway, but it don't make any difference. The fun part of this is that every that was going to be broken, and they're going to use, who is they? Bob, who is they? Don't worry about it. They are going to use every element at their disposal to make sure that this calamity is calamitous. That's why everybody's got 20 pounds of pinto beans stuck in their garage, for Pete's sake. Who in the hell wants to eat that many pinto beans? You better just go and starve. You see? But an extra case of restructure couldn't hurt anybody's feelings. I'll guarantee you that. You'll be glad you did, if you do.
Thanks. Okay, Ian, one more, what is maybe two more other TikToks. There was a TikTok where this guy claims that he's a federal postal court judge, Mark Kishon Christopher. Was that accurate, he was standing in that TikTok?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell it, because everybody else don't know.
Okay, he claims that he initiated something through the Bank of International Settlements, which buzzed my ear, for each bank to honor its own debts, and that this, so-called crisis is going to collapse the fraudulent system of the private bank notes, which have no value whatsoever.
Correct. That's what we've been saying forever. That's why everybody said, well, what it's going to be? And they said, we'll buy gold. They said, it won't matter. If they don't take the gold, it won't matter. You won't, it's going to help you. If they won't buy a loaf of bread, it ain't going to help you. That's why RNA drops are the currency, the currency. That's so what it'll all be pegged to, the digitized currency, which is in blockchain. We never said anything. We said that Bitcoin was going to zero.
Right.
Okay. But we didn't say blockchain wouldn't work. Blockchain is fine.
Right.
As long as you can show your work.
So is that FedNow system using blockchain? Is that what they're using, blockchain? And that
no, and it's going to be ridiculous. President Reagan said it like this. He said, the scariest phone call you're ever going to have, or public service announcement you're ever going to hear, is when the government calls to say, we're here to help you. That's the scariest phone call you'll ever get, and the government's here to help you.
Okay, I'm like maybe four TikToks. Okay, on the 18th of February, there's a TikTok that the HSB Bank in London was on fire. HSBC. Yeah. HSBC Bank was on fire in London, and they bought the bank, the British division of the Silicon Valley Bank. Was that connected to the fire? Was that connected to them buying the Silicon Valley Bank, or was this? It was.
Correct. It had to. And that's a big building. And only that part that handled that transaction and held those records is the only thing that burned. It's the new form of recycling HSBC has adopted.
Okay.
Now it becomes the Morgan Stanley bonds. Whoops. They're gone. Oops, they're gone. Now what you gonna do?
Okay, Ian, another TikTok. It was quite interesting about the engineer debunks the 9/11 weak steel beam argument. It's quite interesting, but I do not have the notes of you and Bob covering a private session, but I do remember that. What he demonstrated in those photos after using his words about those explosions and what happened to the first 15 floors. Okay, my question is, were those explosives from a parallel world or alien origin?
No. Slow down. You got to get to the wine slipple, the insurance that goes with it. The point was to get the metal back to China. It had to go back. And it's true. Buildings don't fall from the top down. are from the bottom up. Wait, they do fall from the bottom up. So if that planet had nosedived into the base of the World Trade Center, it could have caused enough of shuffle and the building could have fallen and knocked over the other tower. But you don't knock the top of it off and let right. the, and then it knocked the wind out from under the bottom. It just doesn't work. Wasn't too many moons before that, if you remember, the Ahmed drove the U-Haul full of Dewanner and diesel fuel and pulled it up underneath that and was going to blow the thing up from the bottom up.
Right.
And they caught it before it happened. Oh, by the way, Dewanner is a fertilizer, ammonia nitrate.
Yeah,
that and diesel
that.
Fuel don't go together. Some people don't know. They don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know. Gene knows. Gene knows.
Okay, but didn't answer my question, Ian.
Well, we're trying to get around it, and we didn't do a very good job.
Okay. Okay. No.
That.
Okay.
It's
I'll leave it alone. That means
no.
It's too
hot. You don't have to. No. It doesn't make any difference. It does not make any difference at this stage of the game. Here's
okay.
the thing. The buildings, the seventh building that fell, that was the problem. The other thing was the distraction. They had just bought the seventh building, and that's where all the dirt was. Bob was in the seventh building that failed. Bob was watching the smoke on that fine day. It was pretty fun. He thought it was easy. He was trying to get Carolyn to get him some marshmallows and some Winnies and have a Winnie roast, but Carolyn thought better of it. She says, no, you're not going over there. Don't you get in that mess. That's at City Island.
Were those records? Destruction of records in the seventh building. Correct?
Mm-hmm. That was a government building, wasn't it?
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So it's easy. A lot of people had to give it up. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is how they organized this in such a way that people looked at it and just automatically assumed and believed while people were running down the stairs. When the top of the building has caught on fire, it didn't even knock the top of the building off. People were running downstairs, and then all of a sudden, the building started falling down, top down, while they're
right.
going downstairs.
Right, yes. Yes.
And if it was that shook up that the whole damn building would fall down, why were the stairs still in place? Why wouldn't there be shaking? Why wouldn't there be a bigger issue, you see? And see, some of them made it out, but then a lot of them didn't.
Hmm.
But then all the smart ones got the memo to call in sick.
Hmm.
They got the memo. But yeah, we did extensive notes on that to get it out because that was sensitive back then in those days.
Yes.
Because if you notice, that was the whole funny thing. And when they were having all this rubble and destruction and problem and this and that and tit-and-tat, they were loading ships just as hard and fast as they could with getting the steel out. The only piece that didn't make it is that cross that they put in the World Trade Center, museum, I guess. I don't know what it is, like a, maybe it was like a mausoleum thing. I don't really know what you want to call it, but that one cross that was left, it was twisted in the shape of a cross. That piece of metal is the only piece that didn't get out. And it's hot.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. That metal was hot also, right? It had,
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Hot as in radioactive?
A form of it.
Mm-hmm.
A form of it.
Okay, thank you for that, Ion. Moving right along. There was a TikTok saying that the U.S. military is guarding the border U.S., and they had some icons or little, I don't know what you call them, but I call them icons or whatever. But they had one icon, okay, in the border, but there was one icon in Mexico City. So was this an accurate illustration of the U.S. military or... Because it's stating that the U.S. military is in Mexico, and that doesn't seem right. Mexico City. Was this accurate?
They are. That's what they're talking about now. That's what they're making a big deal now in Congress. All these people in Congress that ain't ever at Congress. I don't know where these rooms are. they have these hearings in rooms that they, you have in a room in that White House or in the room of that Capitol building, there ain't a reference to somewhere from Abe Lincoln, fuck all the way through. They got the drawings, pictures, paintings of every room in there. Now you go in there and they got these big old party rooms and these rooms with these marble walls and all this kind of crazy stuff nobody ever seen. The place where they had the January 6th committee. Where the hell is that? Where will you find that in the building? It's just not there. Anyway, so this was another version of that where they're trying to say we're going to have to interfere. And we're going to have to basically make the something. See, we ain't fucking with the Gillespies. We're not messing with him. We're not messing with him, okay? So when Bob's not trying to cause a turf war. He's not trying to do that. But it does make a point of order that if they say that the cartels are a terrorist organization, then, of course, just like Saddam Hussein, they'll come over there and we'll blow up your shit. And that just so happens to be in Mexico City. And here's where it's really hysterical. The president of Mexico says, we don't have a fentanyl problem in Mexico. Y'all do. Y'all the ones got the trouble. We ain't got no trouble. We smarter than y'all.
Uh-huh.
Is that not hysterical?
Yes. But you mentioned a group, the Gillespies. Is that a...
Yeah, don't talk about them.
Okay, yeah, okay, I figure that. Okay, yeah. They'll okay, move right they'll on.
Come, they'll come find, they'll come, they'll show you how far, how close you can get to Mont Blanc.
Okay, okay. I picked that up, okay. Moving right along. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that, Ian. Mm-hmm. Okay, Ian.
Yeah.
TikTok on the 28th. What's happening in the North Sea? And it appears that, there's a lot of, airplane activity between, the UK and Brussels. Are those, fighter jets?
Yes.
So there's a nuclear, there's, Russian submarines in the North Sea?
Yes.
Okay. Are there still, submarines off the coast of Georgia and Hawaii right now?
Two.
Two as in one in off the coast of Georgia and one in Hawaii or two in Georgia or two?
It varies. Sometimes. Let's say one in one to answer the question. That's not always true because you have, they replace it with one and then one leaves. So sometimes there are two. Each. Sometimes.
Is it a fact that the Russians have, like stealth technology to help their submarines go unobserved?
Yeah, it's called alien interaction. Cause the only way you can track them now is by sonar. And so, we said, well, that's easy. Just put one of them, Apple badges on it. You track that motherfucker to hell and back. Stick a little fob on the damn thing, and it'll tell you right where it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Another TikTok, Ian. This was what 28.
They're not using GPS for those. Satellites finds everything everywhere, but they don't find these because this is off that grid. That's how they get away with it.
But that's with the help of alien technology, is what you're saying.
Sure, from Uncle Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
He wanted to be Vlad the Impaler, and he may get to be that yet, but we're not sure.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll ask you right now that you brought it up because I have another question. Okay, Ian, did Vlad the Impaler have a fight with the Ottoman Empire?
Yes, he did. Yep, in the Byzantine Empire. It was
in the Byzantine.
Because, they crossed into each other twice.
Yeah.
So, and because of that fuck up, that's where you got Constantine. Constantinople, that whole Christian thing in a barren land.
So what it is, I caught that bit of information by watching, I fell upon on the Netflix of the Ottoman Empire. Is that series pretty accurate?
Well, they had to make it something. So they took a lot of interpretive twists and turns. You know, the geopolitical standards were not like that then. It was a strict line. You walked the line or you was dead. There wasn't all this tit-tat. Well, we had to consider this, and then they moved over here, and then they had a talk, and then they loved each other.
Okay.
This one married that one's mother, and it ain't like that. It was strict. You got with it, because they couldn't build that empire. And then when it did have a little of that interaction, it fell.
No, but what flagged me to ask this question when watching that is that I actually got to see, they didn't show you, well, they kind of showed you, but not the whole graphic of how he impaled those people. Was that accurate? How he impaled?
Yeah. Woo! Yeah.
Man, that is nasty as
hell. Hey, Caligula. Caligula didn't have nothing. Didn't have nothing on them.
Oh. Okay. Thank you for that. That's a question that I had, but didn't have it written down, but it was in memory. Thank you for that. Okay, and there's another TikTok. Believe what you will on the 28th of March. And that looks really pretty weird because the lady was saying, you know, please tell me how anyone can still think about the Ukraine war, and it showed someone watching a war scene or a war, supposedly alleged war torn in Ukraine on the television, and then they panned over and they were in Kiev, and it was really calm.
People on the street. People eating ice cream on the street, and everybody's walking the dog, strolling around like Gypsy Got Rocked, like nothing's going down. Imagine that.
So is there a war in Ukraine, Ion? Because that's weird. That's, you know.
It's been accelerated. The whole thing. The only reason to do this is to drag the U.S. into it. And they're going to do whatever they can do to drag the U.S. into it. So up to and including taking and moving their nuclear bombs into Belgrade. So if y'all want to move to Germany, we don't suggest it.
So, okay, Ion, let's parse this out here. So, what you just said, trying to bring the U.S. into it. Are you saying that NATO is trying to bring the U.S. in, or Russia is trying to bring the U.S. into this war?
The 143 countries that are now no longer going to have a petrodollar want a war. They want a war because it's fixing to be a war. Because if they quit trading with the U.S. of A, there's going to be some ugly things go down. Because they're already mad because all that money that poured in and bought them bonds to maturity, and they've lost how much value? How much is the 10-year now, Bertrand? You check that, don't you?
No, I haven't checked the 10-year. I saw that last week.
Yes, you did. Fell more than most since before World War II.
Oh. 10-year treasury. The yield was
3.473. And what they said, here's the excuse they gave, that all this money was piling into the Silicon Valley Bank, SVB, and they couldn't loan it out. So all that money was piled in there because of their yield. Well, they were just loaning it out to tech companies until the point that it was just money. And now they had so much money that they couldn't loan it and they couldn't do anything with it. So they put it into the 10-year treasuries, which was paying like 1%, a half of 1%. And you have to hold it to maturity. Then when the rates went up, guess what? The value of the bonds went down. So then they had to short sell them, so they said. And then, of course, everybody, when they found out there was any kind of problem, everybody got their little telephones and they pushed a button, and another $100 billion disappeared. You see?
Okay, now, boy, this gets tricky because China, I mean, from the headlines that I'm reading, they're saying that China is the financially, you know, the one who's supporting Russia and all these other countries. But China's broke based on Evergrande, so.
No. They're not helping him with money. He's not, Putin's not trying to borrow yuan. He's not interested in yuan. He wants those resources, the natural resources, the ability to get a cruise missile, the ability to have a satellite drop a bomb, the ability to have the natural resources or enough, what they don't talk about in China and in Mongolia is how much radioactive, well, we better shut up, yalla cake is available.
Okay. You just brought up yellow cake weeks ago. Yeah. Okay, Ines, last question.
When you start counting the difference between the U.S. and this consortium, the U.S. has got more nuclear bombs than they do. That's good. But when you talk about the people that can actually fight, they're from China and Russia. There's like 20 times more soldiers than we have. And all of our soldiers now have to decide if they have a penis or a vagina. They're not sure anymore. So now we're gonna have PT. We're gonna have PT where we have to find out, sit down, and let us find ourselves to see how we describe ourselves now.
Physical training, PT. Okay, I'm stepping back on that. This whole thing of the conflict with Taiwan and the U.S. and China war, that's like a blip on the radar screen that sometimes you hear weak. Like I question you on what youth about that China's Chinese Navy was threat, you know, making a warning to a Navy aircraft, and you don't hear much about it. It's like 1 week on, 1 week off. Is there going to be actual conflict in China?
Yeah. If you remember, when we had this big to-do, when we were absolutely, well, every realm that we know, Hong Kong is sovereign. Except for now, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, they just laid down and took it. Well, if you remember, we were very particularly specific about that. You remember?
Yes, I do.
And then our next thing you know, it was like, okay, we give up. Wait a minute. Why? Give up? What?
Mm-hmm.
There will be fallout.
From what I gather, listening to the War Room, Steve Bannon, the Navy's not really prepared for that kind of conflict. Is that accurate? Mm-hmm.
That's correct. That's correct.
They're accurate over that. Okay.
It's not going to matter. It's not going to matter. They're not trying to put boots on the ground. They're trying to put nukes up your ass. That's what they're trying to do.
That's the thing. Yeah, that's too far away to put boots on the ground. That'll be the destruction of the boots on the ground. So, okay. Wow. Okay. Cause I thought that was fishy because, you know, whatever news, it's all the propaganda from the Ukraine, you know, conflict, but the Taiwan is always on, it's like on 1 week, off 1 week, on 1 week, because you gave me a TikTok last year sometime about, special forces in Taiwan training troops. And I'm like, okay. And then that disappeared and now it's back on. So, okay. Okay. Last question.
And now they've got it showed up. You know, I can't believe you're not asking about that they've opened the tunnel underneath the, Denver Airport. They've opened that now. Everybody's talked about it so much that it's open. And it's you could probably get 15 or 20 Astrodome inside of it. One room.
I wasn't aware of that. They opened the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
At the Denver Airport.
Mm-hmm. where you can hide the big aliens. So they've emptied it out, but now you can go in there. And they go, aliens have been here all the time.
Was that related to the floods that you were speaking about?
Yeah.
Last year and earlier this year?
They had to get them out. They had to get them out, which makes another trouble. It's just one thing after another. And that's why Bob gets so frustrated, because it's so spread out. He's like, if they would just focus and do their bloody fuck-up shit in order, everybody could see it, they could watch it, he could put it on Facebook Live, and everybody could see, and it's locked down by rule. But no, they do 50 cents in 1,000 different places and throw so much that nobody even notices. And then Bob's like, God damn it, we've waited so long, I want to see some blood in the road. If I have to wait this long, I want to see something. We're being cheeky. We're being cheeky, but it's the progress. You see, you can't be a gloom doom. You can't be Herbert W. Armstrong and threaten everybody with hell if nobody ever dies. Kind of counterintuitive, isn't it?
Okay, Ian, just step back what you just said. You said to get rid of the big aliens now. There were big aliens in this hole. Did the big aliens die, or they're loose now walking around?
No, they're loose now. They're not walking around, because Jesus, I mean, they're big.
Okay, so that's
it's the ones, the TikToks that you've seen, we had the giant where the big 6 foot six man comes back to the mid thigh.
Okay, boy, there's a lot. You know, we were on right on the tip, and everybody was tag teaming on about the alien and virus, but there are more questions to ask about that, Ian.
You got to develop it a little bit, because we're not trying to make that be the driver. We're trying to explain the whole condition. Okay. Aliens are not judged by the same position that you're judged in.
That's
you have a realm
now.
In which you have to respond. They don't. They're just strangers on a bus trying to hitch a ride home. That's all they're trying to do. They're not trying. It's kind of the way Men in Black prescribe it, which is kind of ridiculous. I mean, you know, anything. But you basketball player, the Ruby Rod, that's what I call him, Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman.
Ruby Rod with his little earbuds. Although he has some cute earbuds now. He's got some cute earbuds. He's going with an earbud. He's got them pretty good. But we'd probably do the clip-ons. They're not, those others look pretty, the stretching out things look a little bit invasive. But clip-ons would be all right, I guess. You need some pretty earbuds.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway.
So, Ian, are these large aliens, you said they're not walking around, are they in this realm?
No.
So were they eliminated by the B-2 aliens?
No. There's something called a half-step modulation. Alyssa knows all about it. Step them off of the pentatonic scale. So they're there, blinded by the light. Blinded by the light. They're a half step off, so you don't see them.
So, this is something that was created like a weapon to make them move half step, or they created this so that they could move?
They have it. They tried it. They had to go. They were going to be flooded. They're the ones that don't like oxygen. So now they're going to ruin their house with an H2O.
Okay. All right. This is my last question, Ian. Okay, Ian, the last TikTok was,
Well, we're doing the interaction, so we can interact back and forth. That's the whole fun of this. It's not like single prompt, single run, so everybody can interrupt and play with it, because they may have a point that brings up another point. So it's all fun. You're just going to see it in a minute.
This one tick, well, there was two things that jumped out at me in this one TikTok. It was the news break from the 28th of March. And they said the Anak Krakatoa volcano in Indonesia erupted 4 times, but I never got a warning from Opie on this. You know, she sends daily to Bob and a few others.
You better check. Okay. Opie, resend it. She's got it.
Okay, because I don't remember seeing that.
If she can't find it, it's going to be a problem, because that means they're trying to make a distraction. Take it to the Krakatoa instead of the caldera. So that's trouble.
Oh. Yeah, because I sent her an email, but I never got a response. And I said, you know, I sent her that, what I got from the TikTok, I never got a response. But no, I didn't get anything from her. Unless she...
Okay.
No.
She's listening.
Okay.
She'll send it.
Okay.
Because she'll look, because she thinks, she doesn't know if you do or don't get it. You see, she doesn't know.
Yeah, but I always send her a thumbs up when she sends them, but maybe it's in her junk box that she knows. Okay. Okay, Ian, there was something.
Maybe.
Yeah. There was something strange in this at the end that made me like, I didn't know. I mean, you know, I know nothing, but I learned something in this TikTok. Were they saying that the researchers had discovered two new species of carnivorous plants growing in a lagoon in Ecuador? First thing, I didn't know the plants were carnivorous. So it's like, okay, that's...
Come on. Yes, you do. That's the Venus flytrap is a tiny
plant. Right, but that's a tiny plant. But that's the one. They eat flies, not... This sounds like it could eat humans.
That's right. They have two sets of those. One is in Nicaragua, and the other one is in Belize. They're in the desert that nobody can go to, and if you go there, they're going to kill you. They're going to kill you and feed it to you. Feed that plant. You feed you to that plant. So, yeah, that's not odd.
What's odd
is to have the tech body give birth to an AI that's going to rule the world. That's troublesome. That's more troublesome than a carnivorous potted plant.
That's true. Okay. Well, I'll rest on my interaction.
I can hear it now. If AI is birthed, they'll be lined up with a TikTok and they go, man, what a cervix. Wow.
Someone else can jump in. I'll rest on the interaction. I'll have some other questions, but I'll sit back.